And welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I have been Community Connections, of course, we do interviews, and I have with me this afternoon Siobhan from each. Welcome, Siobhan.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, do you want to tell us what each stands for, please?
Yes, well, it used to stand for Eastern Access Community Health, but we're not known as that anymore. We're simply each.
And you're the case, or one of the case managers there at EACH, and I believe you look after home care packages.
That's correct. So I've been with EACH for around 3 years, and I'm one of many of their home care package case managers. I'm based in Lilydale, but we look after clients all across Melbourne.
All right, so let's go back one step. And so what is an aged care package?
Okay, so we're very lucky in Australia to have a government that has put in place a way for people to stay at home, and a home care package is some cash that the government will give clients that have been assessed that they need that money to stay at home, and the money is used for services such as maybe helping with showering, doing domestic works, are cleaning around the house, maybe helping with shopping, sometimes transporting people to appointments, that sort of thing, or even respite to give maybe the carer of that person a bit of a break. So
the money actually goes to the person, and then they get you to provide the services.
So
right?
What happens, a home care package is organised through Medicare, so there's a certain amount each year that a client will get, and Medicare will give that cash to the home care package provider, say, each on a weekly basis. So you start at zero and you build up money in your budget to use for services.
So does each person get the same set amount, or is there a criteria?
There's a criteria. So currently what happens is you call My Aged Care and you ask for an assessment for a home care package. They will ask certain questions, and then they will decide whether or not you possibly may need council services or a home care package. Or you can actually go online and do it on the My Aged Care website and do the assessment. There are four levels of packages, level 1, 2, 3, 4. Level 1 is the entry level. It's about $8,000 a year, all the way up to level 4, which is about $52,000 a year.
So is it based on a person's income? Does that have anything to do with it?
So there is an income tested fee for certain people who are earning over a certain amount a year. If you are on the full pension and have no other income, you will not be charged an income tested fee. That is something to consider when you are looking at a home care package. If you are self-funded, you are likely to have to pay an income tested fee, but that is something that
let's just tease out it just a fraction. So what does that mean? You say the words, but what does that mean?
So what that means is the government does an assessment and assesses the fact that you need to contribute to your care. So say the government is giving the provider $10, you might have an income assessment fee of $3. So the provider will then get $7, and you're expected to top up your package with that $3.
Yep.
So that's basically how it works.
Yep. So obviously, the whole idea of these packages are keeping people in their own home. Is that the idea?
That's definitely the idea. My job as a case manager is to keep people at home, and that's what we use the home care package for. So be that to put the services in place, or maybe to get an occupational therapist to put some rails in if someone's struggling in the shower, or if they're struggling to get in and out of their house. So reducing that falls risk for people, because if you have a fall, you're likely to end up in hospital and you possibly may go into care. So the idea is to keep you safe in your home.
So can some of the funds be used, say, for building a ramp, or is it only for the services?
So we can use it for a ramp. There are is a government fund also called SWEP, which is a statewide equipment program, and that can also be used to access some funding for a ramp or some equipment or maybe some minor bathroom modifications. So there's a whole lot of different government buckets of money out there, not just the home care package. And that's where a case manager comes into play, because we know where to go to get this funding.
So you can actually top the dollars up. Or not so much that, instead of some of the money that should go towards care being used for a ramp, for instance, that there can be other money available that you can access for the client.
Yes, that's right.
All right, look, we've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more on Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Clear.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 22 minutes past 12 and 12 degrees. And I have with me Siobhan from Each, and we're talking all about the home care packages. Siobhan, council get involved in some ways with home care packages. So what's the difference between what the council would supply and what Each supplies?
Okay, so the council are involved prior to someone getting a home care package. So that is separate to a home care package.
So that's at the start of it, is when someone...
Yes, so when My Aged Care get involved, the council will either get involved or you'll be on the wait list for a home care package, and you may have the council involved until you get that home care package. Now, over the years, the funding for council services has decreased.
Yep.
So in the past, you maybe used to be able to get some gardening services on a regular basis and some domestic assistance. Now that funding has decreased, so you can still get things like domestic assistance. It may be fortnightly. The council do an assessment on your needs. It's basically for people that have been assessed as either needing a home care package or not quite at that stage.
So do the council, when they do their assessment, is that the same one as what to get a home care package?
No, it is not.
Isn't
that's
it?
What is confusing. But luckily the government have thought about this, and yep, they are actually going to be putting these all into one stream.
Well, that's where it should be,
so,
shouldn't it?
Yes, and it will be less confusing. So at the moment, when you speak to My Aged Care, they ask a number of questions, things like, are you showering by yourself? Are you still driving? Have you had any falls? Your health conditions? And they make an assessment based on those questions, whether or not you need an assessment for a home care package. And if you do, then you go to out this area, it's the Outer East Aged Care Assessment Service. And if they don't think you need a home care package at the moment, based on your answers to those questions, you will go to the Regional Assessment Service, which is RAS, and they work with the council and they do the assessment.
So what sort of delay is there if a person today rang up and said, look, I need some help? What sort of delay is there in getting a home care package?
Depending on your needs, if there are different priorities assigned to home care packages, there
depending
may be...
Depending on what?
Depending on if you are at risk of moving into permanent care right now, then you likely will be marked as high priority. So you may have to wait maybe 3 to 6 months. Again, not ideal. If you are considered a low priority, you may have to wait 12 to 18 months.
Fair dinkum.
Yes. So that's where the council steps in and puts in some help with maybe cleaning while you're waiting for that home care package. What I always say to people is to advocate for yourself. If things are changing, don't just sit and wait. And unfortunately, this is what people do. They don't know. I can ring My Aged Care and say, hey, I'm having falls more often.
It's getting worse.
I need another assessment. It's getting worse. Mm. And I think that's something that's really not communicated to people, to ring My Aged Care and to tell them things have changed and to ask for an assessment.
Gee, that's a fair while for somebody who I would suspect, I don't know, I guess you're going to tell me this, because I would have thought people put off as long as they can home care packages, that because they still want to keep themselves as they are, but then to have to wait anything up to 18 months is a long while,
yes,
isn't it?
And the thing is, there's a fine line between needing a home care package and not needing it, but when you do need it, you need it now.
Yep.
And you've got to wait.
Yep.
And that's the problem. At the moment, there are around 100,000 people on the wait list. Now, they may be people that have already got a level one package that are waiting for a high level package.
Oh, so you can start, like they might start you off on level one and then gradually elevate.
So just to be confusing, if they've assessed you for a level three, they will ask you, if a package becomes available that's a lower level, would you take it? And if you say yes, when a level one package comes in and they offer it to you, then you've got some funding coming in.
But that doesn't preclude you from going up the
list? No, it just means you're already in the system, the money's coming in to use for services. It's not much money, but it's something. And then you've got a case manager also who's actively working to find, well, what other solutions can we find for your situation?
So how often, say you're really a level three, but you say, oh, no, I'll take level one because it's better than nothing. So how often do they assess you to see whether you should work up the line?
Well, it's not so much that. It is when there is a package available. So they release packages quarterly.
Right.
To give you an idea, they released about 45,000 packages in the December quarter.
Right.
So, and the government is working on releasing more packages. They guaranteed an extra 10,000, I think, during the last budget. And they've also increased the funding by about $1 billion. So they realise there is a massive issue. And there is a risk of people moving into full-time care because they are not getting that assistance at home. And the problem is people that don't have family or friends that are advocating for them, the people that are maybe on their own that don't know to ring My Aged Care and they don't have any support, those are the people that are slipping through the cracks, and those are the people that are ending up in full-time care.
So I guess what you're saying today, if we possibly don't have a lot of people in care listening, but very often we could have their rallies. So what you're really saying is that I'm not saying this is what you're saying. You tell me that they're saying that they should be sort of following them up all the time. So and you know if they assess.
And the government now through MyGov, you can actually add My Aged Care to your MyGov. Now some people that are, you know, maybe over 65 may not be up with the technology.
Yep.
But, you know, your child can add your My Aged Care record to their MyGov. That means they can log in and they can see what is going on. They can see what the assessment said. They can see what the wait time is for the package. So it's a really good way. Or you can simply ring My Aged Care and ask them what's happening.
Oh, right. And so you're not actually waiting for someone to die on level four or whatever it might be. The government is also putting in more money, so they're creating more.
Ideally, what they said is they wanted to have no wait list by December. This was back at the beginning of the year, which freaked me out because there aren't enough carers out there to support everyone. There's a shortage of support workers, and I can only encourage people, and hopefully we can talk about it a bit later, to look at training to be a support worker.
We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and talk exactly about that.
Yeah. This is John from Lilydale. You are listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, best radio station in the Yarra Valley.
And, of course, we're the voice of the Yarra Valley. And the time here is 26 minutes to 1 and 12 degrees. I have with me Siobhan from Each, and we're talking all about home care packages. Before we went to that break, Siobhan, you were talking about there's not enough carers and there are plenty of jobs around. So for the people who may very much, particularly, I think you and I were talking before that, and I don't want to sound sexist when I say this, and I don't want to get into trouble, but a lot of ladies have children and they've had a career before they got married and the children, and now they come back and they don't necessarily want to go back into offices and some of those sorts of jobs. And I know a few of them have thought about becoming carers. So let's talk a little bit about it. Is that your background yourself?
Yes, I actually used to work as a carer, so I've got a really good understanding when one of my clients calls me to say this is happening and I can picture it exactly.
Yep. All right, so we've got people sitting there listening today, they're thinking of re-entering the workforce. How do they get back or how would they get into becoming a part of the aged care?
Well, first thing would be to look into doing a course and getting their aged care certificate.
And I should just mention, and I don't want to take over, but CIRE, C-I-R-E, they're a group that comes in here on the fourth Wednesday of every month, and they run those courses, don't they?
They do. So if you want somewhere local, it's a good option. So as I said before, there is a real shortage of support workers, and particularly out in the valley. And
is there?
I can only encourage people to look at it, and if they do have already their Certificate 3 in aged care, to maybe look at maybe working for someone like Each, because we do have a lot of clients out in the valley who are needing support. And as the government releases more and more packages, there's going to be more and more demand for support workers. So it's a great opportunity to have a balance in life. And, you know, these are the days you want to work and these are the days that you're available, and we can, you know, give you those shifts with our clients.
All right, so I mentioned CIRE, but are there other places? Well, there's obviously other places that people could go.
There are other places. There's employees in Boronia from memory, and there are a lot of different providers out there. I would go with one that's got a good name.
And one, obviously, if you're out in this area, one that's based over this way too would be better, wouldn't it?
That's right. It would be the best option. And, you know, sometimes you can do some of the study online and some study, you know, based in the classroom. You do have to do some placement. So you have to do, I think it's 120 hours of placement. So that would be at a facility.
Yep. But what you're saying, that they wouldn't have a lot of trouble getting that 120 hours.
No. I've done it.
Yep.
And it, you know, you just work hard and get it done, and then you've got your qualification.
Yep. And then you're saying even people like Each have got jobs available.
Plenty of jobs going. So, and not just in the valley, so all over the eastern part of Melbourne and even other parts of Melbourne. But for this purpose, you know, we've got clients out in Ringwood. So if you want to travel a little bit further, then you can do.
All right. So apart from the fact that they've got to get the certificate, is there any age group or is there anything like that that you've got to be to do the training?
No. So only I would say you definitely need to have a driver's license to do this job. If you're doing community care, you'll be driving from place to place.
Yep.
So having a driver's license, you need to have a working with children's check and a police check, which is just standard these days.
Well, if they can't pass them, you
exactly.
don't want them,
we
do
don't want them, no. So, you know, I think basically being a good carer is having common sense and also being able to look at a situation and think this doesn't quite look right and reporting it back so people know, you know, maybe something's not right in that house, yep. if maybe a falls risk or something, you yep. know, if the client's not well, that sort of thing.
Do you, all right, so is there any... is it for both, obviously both male and female?
Yes, male and female. So we we do have clients that, you know, quite like having a male carer, or we may have an elderly gentleman that wants to, you know, go out once a week and have, you know, that male bonding time. So there's definitely roles for both male and female carers.
So the carer can... You mentioned going out for a coffee. So the carer can actually take the person out of their home, can they?
They can. So they can take them out. Often what I suggest is once someone's maybe gone to a doctor's appointment, maybe afterwards they can stop cafe and have a coffee. So it's a bit of a social outing. You've got to understand, especially with COVID and us being in lockdown for so long, there was a real social disconnect for a lot of people, elderly people.
Particularly if they're home by themselves.
They all of a sudden lost their, you know, they couldn't go to the swimming pool, they couldn't go to physio, they couldn't, these things stopped. So having the carer may have been their only social interaction face-to-face, apart from maybe family, but some people, not everyone has family.
So with COVID-19, were the carers still allowed to work?
Yes, they were. So the home care package carers were allowed to work.
Yep.
So they had to wear masks and sometimes shields and sometimes gloves, depending on the situation at the time.
All right, look, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Love.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 14 minutes to one and it's 12 degrees. Oh, that's the top for the day. But down to a chilly 1 degree tonight and 14 tomorrow. And then Friday starts off at 2 degrees and 15 and partly cloudy. So we've got a few coolish nights coming up. The days, 15s, 14s, I think are cold, but anyway, a lot don't. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the weather. I've Siobhan with me from Each, and we're talking about she's a case manager for their home care packages. You were mentioning something about a carer gateway. Do you want to tell us a bit about that, please, Siobhan?
Sure. So the government have in place another body of funding for people that are caring for someone in the home. So maybe someone that is over 65 and you may be waiting for a home care package, or you may already have some council assistance. So the government have something called Carer Gateway.
But the person has to live with the person?
Not necessarily. Oh. Not necessarily. So I see a lot of situations where perhaps the daughter or the son are driving to their mum's house, you know, a couple of times a week and doing their shopping and doing bits and pieces. So it's for everyone. I encourage people just to ring, because you'd be surprised what information they can give you and maybe what help they might be able to give you some funding. So that funding can be used for such things as personal care or respite or you know, maybe a little bit of extra assistance getting transported to appointments, that sort of thing. So that's an individual, it's assessed on an individual basis, so they look at what your needs are. I've had people in the past get continence aids through it.
But so, could I just ask you before we go on, is it only for aged care?
No, I believe it is also for other people, so maybe you might be on NDIS or you may be caring for a child. It's a one-stop shop for everyone that is a carer in Australia to access that information and maybe some funding.
And is it ongoing funding?
It's short-term funding. Uh-huh. So I think people have to choose wisely. Often when you may be in distress, it may be the first point of call. But they also offer things like counselling and access to other information, so it's not just funding.
Funding, because very often the carer is the one that's left out, aren't they? They do a lot of the work and they don't get recognised in a lot of ways, do they?
That's true. And they do a lot of things behind the scenes that people don't even realise. It may be managing someone's finances, doing their shopping, taking them to appointments, even just dealing with all the things that come with someone over the age of 65 and all their medical concerns, speaking to the doctors, et cetera, et cetera.
Because very often, if the government had to pay for what the carers do, it would be billions and billions of dollars a year, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Be extremely big.
It would be.
All right, we've just got to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
smart. The jumper and the only fool will do anything for you. And lay it out another lifetime, thinking about a life of crime. But that's what I'll have to do to keep me away from you. Playing with the queen of hearts. Playing with the queen of hearts.
The time at Yarra Valley FM. Oh, I should mention that was the Queen of Hearts by Juice Newton. And this Sunday between 12 and 3, we'll have Music, Memories and More, which I'll present. And, of course, we'll be playing that sort of music. Anything from the 50s and 60s, some good old rock and roll. So if you've got nothing to do on Sunday afternoon, come along and listen. Well, it's going to be a nice cold day, so it'd be a great time to sit in front of the fire and listen to some great music. But anyway, we're not here to do that. We're talking to Siobhan from Each. And Siobhan, just tell us a little bit about the packages for home care.
As I said before, we've got level 1, 2, 3 and 4 packages. So level 1 is about $8,000, level 2 is about $15,000, level 3 is about $34,000 and level 4 is about $52,000.
But what's level 1, like what's that going to get you?
So it may get you about 2 hours a week of services, so that may be some cleaning, or it may be to take you to the doctor. So it depends, and the money will build up. Yep. So part of being a case manager is managing the budget and making sure you've got a backup fund there in case something happens.
All right, so a person applies for it, and we'll say they get $8,000 a year. Do they hand that $8,000 over to each, and then each manages the whole thing, or do they just, as they use a service, pay?
So the money comes in on a weekly basis. So
But to the same provider all the time?
Same provider all the time.
Right. Yep.
So there is a choice. If someone has a home care package at the moment, there is a choice. You can move providers. In the past, you used to be assigned a home care package provider and right. You were stuck with them. If you liked them, great. If you didn't like them, too bad.
Bad luck.
But now you've got a choice. So if people aren't happy with their home care provider, they can actually ring around and find a new provider, someone like Each, for instance, and they can have a discussion with, well, what can Each do for that client?
All right. So let's jump to the other end, and somebody's got $52,000. What is that going to cover?
So, you know, usually that would cover approximately 10 to 15 hours of services a week, and also maybe some meal preparation or having meals delivered.
So do each organise that?
So yes, so that's part of the case manager's role, is to organise everything. You can imagine if you've got a level 4 home care package and you may have 15 hours of services a week, that sometimes you may have changes of support workers, you may have to cancel shifts, so the case manager does all of that, organises your meals for you, if we need to get an occupational therapist in, if we need to get a physio into your house, transport to GPs, discussions with your GPs. So the case manager helps you manage the package, but also, you know, their main priority is to keep you safe at home.
So does, like, the case manager wouldn't go to the doctors with the patient, would they?
Depends. I sometimes do go to the GP. Not every case. Look, it's about independence. You know, I'm not there to take over someone's life. I'm there to help guide them and for you to keep your independence at home. That's the main point is, you know, you want to live your life the way you've lived your life. Yep. And my job is to help you do that.
All right. Look, Siobhan, we're fast running out of time. So we've got people listening today. Well, whether they're listening themselves or whether they're children or whoever it might be, how are they going to go about contacting Each or following up with these home care packages?
Okay. So I'll give you Each's phone number. It's 1-300-003224. And I'll give you that again. 1-300-003224. Or you can always send an email, which is info@each.com.au.
Now, is there a dot between the E-A and C-H?
No, it's just each. So forget about Eastern Access Community Health. We're just each, keeping it really simple.
Yep.
So no dots between that. So info@each.com.au. Now, if you wanted to get in contact with My Aged Care to get the ball rolling, their phone number is 1800 200 422. That's 1800 200 422. Or you can go onto their website, myagedcare.gov.au.
Siobhan, unfortunately, my time is getting away. We've got about 10 seconds to go. So thank you for your coming in today and telling us all about the home care packages. And we certainly don't want to see anybody stuck at home by themselves with no help, do we?
No, definitely not.
Thanks, Siobhan.
Thank you.